Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will complete Relative Happiness and Unhappiness, covering questions 929 to 933.
Enjoy.
Question 929. There are people who are destitute of all resources, even when there is abundance all around them, and who do not see any other solution to their problem except death. What should they do? Should they allow themselves to die of hunger?
People should never contemplate the idea of allowing themselves to die of hunger. They can always find the means to feed themselves if pride does not interpose itself between need and work. We frequently say that there are no dishonorable professions, and that it is not the job per se that is dishonorable, words we unfortunately apply more to others than ourselves.
Question 930. It seems obvious that without the social prejudices that we allow to dominate us, we would always be able to find some sort of work that would enable us to make a living, even though in a lower position. Among those who have no such prejudices, however, or who put them aside, aren't there those who are unable to provide for their needs as a result of illness or other causes independent of their will?
In a society organized according to the law of Christ, no one should die of hunger.
Author's remarks for question 930. With a wise and provident societal organization, people would never lack what is necessary except by their own fault, which is often the result of their environment. When they practice the law of God, however, there will be a social order founded on justice and solidarity, and they themselves will be better individuals. Refer to question number 793. Question 931. Why are the suffering social classes more numerous than the fortunate ones?
No one is perfectly happy. Those who are looked at as fortunate often hide poignant afflictions. Suffering is everywhere. However, in response to your thought, I will say that what you call the suffering classes are more numerous because the earth is a place of expiation. When humans have finally transformed it into the habitat of the good and of good spirits, men and women will no longer be unhappy in this world. It will be a terrestrial paradise for them.
Question 932. Why do the wicked of this world usually exert a great influence over the good?
Because the good are not assertive. The wicked are scheming and daring, whereas the good are timid. The moment they want to, the latter will prevail.
Question 933. If people are usually the artisans of their material sufferings, are they also the artisans of their mental sufferings?
Even more so, because their material sufferings are sometimes independent of their will, while wounding pride, frustrating ambition, avaricious anxieties, envy, jealousy, in short, all the passions, comprise the torments of the soul. Envy and jealousy. Happy are they who do not know those two voracious worms. Whenever envy and jealousy exist, there can be no calm, no repose. For those who suffer from these maladies, the objects of their longings, their hatred, and their spite appear before them like ghosts, which do not leave them in peace, and which pursue them even in their sleep. Envious and jealous individuals live in a continual, feverish state. Is that a desirable situation? Can't you understand that with such passions people create intentional punishments for themselves, and that the earth becomes a true hell for them?
Author's remarks for question 933. Many expressions symbolically represent the effects of different passions. We say puffed up with pride, dying of envy, bursting with jealousy or spite, etc. Such pictures state the truth very well. Sometimes jealousy does not have a specific object. There are persons whose nature makes them jealous of anyone who is successful or who has risen above mediocrity, although they have no direct interest in the matter. They are jealous solely because they cannot reach the same level. Everything that seems to be above the common horizon offends them, and if they formed the majority of society, they would want everything to be brought down to their own level. In such cases, jealousy is allied with mediocrity. People are usually unhappy because of the importance they attach to the things of this world. Vanity, failed ambition, and greed make them unhappy. If they would rise themselves above the narrow circle of material life, if they would raise their thoughts towards the infinite, which is their destiny, the vicissitudes of human existence would seem petty and childish, like the sadness of a child who suffers the loss of a toy that represented his or her supreme happiness. Those who only find happiness by satisfying their pride and crude material appetites are unhappy when they cannot satisfy them, whereas those who are frugal feel happy with what for others would comprise misfortune. We are referring here to civilized people because primitives have needs that are much more limited, and thus they do not have the same reasons for envy and anxiety. Their way of looking at things is much different. In the civilized state, people think about and analyze their unhappiness, and hence they are more affected by it. On the other hand, they can also think about and analyze the means of consolation in the Christian sentiment that gives them the hope of a better future, and in Spiritism, which gives them the certainty of that future.